Hello and welcome to the Coach's Corner, a weekly podcast brought to you by South Florida Charter Chapter of the International Coaching Federation. Our goal is to engage, motivate, and inspire. A lot has happened over the past few years, including the COVID pandemic, the global lockdown, civil unrest, climate change, and the Great Resignation. A half decade ago, we may have had a pretty good idea of what the world was going to look like. But now, things have changed, and we need to recalibrate and recalculate to find and define our new normal. Join me as we connect and collaborate with coaches, thought leaders, visionaries, and futurists as we explore opportunities and possibilities as we reimagine the future. Hello, I'm Jimmy Glenos, Vice President of Programming for ICF South Florida, and welcome to the Coach's Corner. Before we get into our conversation, I'd like to invite you to visit our ICF South Florida website so you can learn more about our benefits and program offerings. To learn more, visit icfsouthflorida.org and check out all of our calendar of events to see what interests you and join us as a guest. When you go to register, remember to use the promo code PODCAST. I hope to see you soon at our next event. Hello, I'm Jimmy Glenos, VP of Programming for ICF South Florida, and welcome to the Coach's Corner. This week, I sat down with a longtime friend of mine, Meredith Kimmel. Meredith has been a certified coach for over 6 years, but in fact, she's been coaching people for 15 years as a wealth management and estate planning paralegal prior to that. Today, Meredith coaches college-age kids as they transition from high school to college and then college to adulthood. In our conversation today, we discuss transitioning into adulthood, learning to master communication skills, and even ghosting versus rejection. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I hope you do too. And now, my conversation with Meredith Kimmel. Hello, Meredith. Oh my gosh, it's been so long. It's so good to see you again. How are you today?
Hi, Jimmy. It's great to see you as well. I'm doing well. How about you?
Fabulous. It's been another wonderful week, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today. My God, it's been so long since we've talked. You have to get me caught up. What is going on with you?
I know it has been so long. So what's going on with me? I'm growing my coaching practice. I am a happy member of ICF South Florida. And I'm actually doing a little bit of a different track in my business right now. I've kind of stepped away from the grief and loss, still working through with people with their life transitions. And it's really, my practice is developing very nicely, and I'm really happy with where it is and where I see it going.
That is awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. How did you get into, like, what's your history and how did you get into coaching?
My background, it was as a wealth management and estate planning paralegal. And it was really figuring out how people wanted to preserve their wealth and then hand their wealth down to their families. And a lot of big decisions there, a lot of guidance, and kind of felt like I've always been doing coaching. And then when I got burned out from that, clients started passing away, cases got a little bit more complicated. I had some personal issues in my life and I got burned out and I realized, what could I go into? What am I good at? And it is helping people figure out what they want to do, helping them get to decisions, giving a reframe, a different perspective, another point of view. And when it all came together, I realized coaching is the answer. Coaching is where I want to be, because I've been doing it without even realizing it for a good 12, 15 years.
Wow, that's pretty cool. It's fun to do, to happen upon what it is you've been doing. You're like, well, wait a minute. This is actually an industry in itself. Like, I've been doing this all along anyway. Why don't I just call myself a coach now, right?
Exactly. And it really, especially like because I went to University of Miami, the professional coach training program there. And when I started going through the competencies and understanding them and learning them and how to ask the powerful questions, how to actively listen, these are all skills that I realized that I already had. And it really, it just aligned perfectly. And it also taught me how to study other skills, especially the relearning how to listen. Yeah, so coaching is just a natural fit for me.
So you come from wealth management and that sort of thing. Is that still the kind of client you work with, or do you work with a different type of client?
I work with people going through any sort of life transition. Right now, I seem to have a lot of clients who are in corporations that have just either have gotten a promotion or have changed jobs and learning leadership skills and how to build their skill sets so that they could tackle these new positions. A lot of what I do is working with communication, because some of the corporations that I work with, they promote from within. So it's usually you were once peers and now you're managing your peers, and that change and how to keep them happy, keep yourself happy, and also, grow a new skill set. So that's what I've been doing a lot of. Also, I have been working with some younger adults, college students, and figuring out where they want to go into, what their futures hold, that adulting, so to speak, skills. Not sure how to turn on utilities, not sure how to sign a lease, and legally being adults, but still feeling like kids, and that transformation, or that transition as well.
Transitioning from childing to adulting, that's a really big transition.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always tease about it when we're kids, or even as we're going through that. And now, shoot, I'm an old man, so whatever. I've been adulting for quite some time now, if I am so bold as to say I am adulting. But that's a tricky space. And particularly with COVID and the lockdown and all that kind of stuff, the last 2-3 years now, that's probably even more challenging for people because it's kind of different from what it was a few years ago. Like, it's a different mentality. It's a different set of circumstances. Things have changed. What have you found?
Things have changed. And I found that it's a little more difficult with the internet, with Zoom, or with, you know, virtual meetings instead of in-person meetings. Are these people getting the right resources? Virtual interviews are different. So when going to seek jobs, going to seek internships, and there's really a little bit, the technology is great that's able to happen. You're still able to meet with people. There's still something lacking. And especially when communication is so important, and there's a bit of a loss of communication.
Yeah. What are you finding is the, you know, something that's really particularly difficult when you talk about communication with the younger folks, the young professionals, if you will?
It's a lot is through email. A lot is through the written word, as opposed to speaking and talking on the phone or talking in person. And there's the nuances with languaging and tone that lacks in written communication, text, email, anything like that.
So it sounds like they're okay with texting and emailing, but when it comes to verbalizing, that's where they're having the difficulties because they haven't. Do I get that right?
There's that, but it's also like there's also an assumption or assumptions that can be made based on what is in written communication that isn't always clear, or, you know, the tone is not portrayed as well. And there could be a question, and then we seem to, by nature, assume things which are not necessarily true and don't always ask the follow-up questions, which we as coaches learn in our coach training programs.
What do you think, have you found that's really helpful for helping younger folks out with those communication things?
I have found that being direct, asking questions, following up. I think one of the things that I've seen a lot of is if there's not an immediate response, or, you know, a response in a couple of days, it's just, you know, the issue's done. Instead of following up and calling again or sending another email or sending a text, it's, oh, well, they didn't answer me. I'm letting this one go. And when you want to get somewhere, in my opinion, when you want to get somewhere in the world, you don't stop until you get your answer. And I might just be a very persistent person, but I mean, I also like to have the loop to close the loop, so to speak, but I don't like having things unfinished. And I see in the younger generation that it's okay. They didn't get back to me. Well, maybe the email went to spam. Maybe they didn't see it. Maybe they had 900 other emails that day. You know, you gotta be a little pushy and persistent.
Yeah. It sounds like you're saying that a lot of folks are just really easily done with it. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, didn't respond. And it almost sounds like they're going to have a hard time being salespeople if they go into sales.
Yeah. You want an answer. At least I want an answer. And I think having an answer is good. And like I said, closing the loop and having things, oh, well, my advisor never got back to me. So I guess, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I guess, you know, from a certain perspective, you could say they're not getting anxious about the lack of response, but I'm not sure if that's the case. It almost sounds like they're creating a system of learned helplessness, possibly, which could be a real problem, I think.
Mm-hmm. We all know nobody's going to take care of you other than yourself. I mean, you can have support systems, you have friends, you have family, but at the end of the day, you're responsible for yourself.
Yeah. Do you find that that's a part of your coaching with them, that they, you know, that you have to kind of help them see those aspects?
Yeah. And I think it's not just only younger people. I think overall there's a lessening of responsibility across society. And I think that there's blame, there's, you know, not wanting to, being okay with not having that email responded to or that text responded to. And I think that that's just a thing that needs to be changed, like, across the board and in all sorts of different things and more things like that I can't even speak to. Like, I'm sure, like, a relationship coach would explain ghosting better, like why people ghost and things like that. But that's what I mean, like a lack of responsibility across the board.
Yeah, that really does make sense. Yeah. So what else is going on in your world? Do you have anything new and interesting you want to share with us?
Yeah, so I actually will be, stay tuned for this. I'm actually developing right now a group coaching curriculum for college students, and there's going to be different programs. So that's what's in development right now, and I hope to be launching that within the next couple of months. So stay tuned for that.
Ooh, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Yeah, right now I'm looking at a program for incoming college students, a program while in college, more for like a sophomore or junior, and then a track of graduating and going to grad school. A grad school track and graduating and going for a first job track.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's the total college continuum.
Yeah. Where it's, I see it where the guidance department leaves off and where real life steps in and bridging that gap. Because I personally had issues with that when I was in college. And while that was a while ago, I still remember those. And then another, when I was in grad school also, because I was working full-time and going to school full-time, and there was an academic advisor who really, really changed my life. If I could be that person to the future, I'm generations and kids, I would love that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty amazing. Like, I think so many kids, that's such a very important coaching aspect, you know, because, yeah, they've got guidance counselors and career counselors, but they're pretty limited, I think, in the scope of what those counselors in school can do. And I think the skill set that you bring to this situation and the help that you can bring to them is really beneficial and something that school just does not prepare people for. They're like, yeah, you've got the skills, but how the heck do you go out and put them to work and use the right ones at the right time and communication too, because, and just like we were saying earlier, like communication is not fantastic with some folks and they need to get it together. And that's so awesome that you're helping them with that.
Thank you. I'm excited about that. And the other thing is that, you know, you're 18 years old and you're supposed to decide what you're going to do for the rest of your life. I want to bust that myth because I've had, I think, 3 or 4 different careers at this point. So if it could work for me, it could work for others.
You know, that's so interesting because, yeah, when you're 18, you're going into school and you have to declare your major by the time you're 19 or whatever, you get into your third or second semester and you've got to figure out what do you want to do for the rest of your life, which to me is just crazy. Like, just like you said, you've had a few different careers. I've had a number of careers and they're all relatively tied together, but they're all different.
Yeah.
And it's, hey, we're going to go through changes. Just like everything changes. And, you know, sure, if you're going to be a doctor, yes, that's pretty much something that you can do forever. Lawyer, something you can do forever. But if you go into technology of some sort, probably going to change. Healthcare kind of lasts forever. There's really only a few that are set. Everything else is pretty variable.
Exactly. And yeah, and even in like the more set. So one of my teachers at UM, he was a CPA and he had a great CPA practice. And then he decided to become a coach and he started coaching CPAs.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. So it doesn't have to be set in stone. And I really want to break that myth that it has to be set in stone and that like you said, there's changes, life changes and interests change. We change as people, so career can go along with that as well.
Totally. So speaking about the future changing all the time, let me ask you one last question. What do you expect to see or hope to see in the future of coaching?
I hope to see, and I believe that it's happening, a greater awareness of coaching, a greater understanding of the benefits of coaching. It really, and I don't say this lightly, it really is life-changing. I am not who I was 6 years ago when I found coaching. It's great that I'm not that person anymore. And I think, you know, employers providing it as a benefit to their employees, I think people taking it even as like a self-care category, taking coaching as a self-care category, I think it's very worth it. Everybody should have a coach. Everybody needs that reframe, that reflection, the understanding themselves. That's my hope for coaching, is that it becomes more broad and more mainstream, that everyone can access it, and it will change the world.
That is fantastic. So before I let you go, where can people find you on the internet or in the community?
Well, I'm in Boca Raton, Florida. My website is meredithkimmel.com. And my email is mk@meredithkimmel.com. And I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, Meredith Kimmel Coaching.
That's fantastic. We'll put all that information into the show notes so that people can find you.
Wonderful.
Meredith, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. I really appreciate our friendship. And I'm so glad that we were able to do this today. And I wish you the best of everything.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate our friendship, too. It was great seeing you. It's always great catching up with you. Thank you.
What a great conversation. It's always so educational and inspirational to talk with colleagues and learn from their experiences. That's why it's so important to continue to collaborate with others. And that is one of the best reasons to consider working with a certified coach. Working with a certified coach opens a whole new space to learn, grow, and design your future the way you want to. To learn more about what coaching is and how it can help you, please visit our website at icfsouthflorida.org. There you'll find educational resources, our events calendar, and our coaches directory. We hope you'll find exactly what you're looking for. And if you like what you see, consider becoming a member. We'd love to welcome you to our community. Well, that's it for now. Thanks again for joining us in the ICF South Florida Coaches Corner. Until next week, take care and be well.